from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to Postcard from Poprad on this alternative programme brought to you by Petra Productions, who's got all the questions and we don't know what they are, do we, Lee?
Lou Petey used to have a dog called Petra, you know.
Do you want to know the next one?
Shut up, boys.
And listen to my question.
Right.
Do you think people can control their own destiny?
If you're driving, yes.
It's a lovely puritanic thought.
Ooh.
But in reality, I think the answer is no, because she just put a bit of pizza in my mouth.
Because it sounded like you're going to talk for a long while. So.
The truth is, because there's other human beings around, it's not possible. That's what I think.
I can see the point you're making. I think you can control your own destiny, though. I think you have to have a codicil saying up to a point.
Mm.
I think if you are of the right frame of mind, if you are in a positive mode and you have things to do, then you can complete these tasks and you can manipulate life and situations to get to a point you wish to get to.
Mm.
That is controlling your own destiny. However, life comes along.
Why have I got a rude thought in my head?
Oh, come on.
Because you're not listening to me, that's why.
I am. You've just explained...
That's what boys do, Petra. You get a bit bored, so you just have to think a few dirty thoughts.
Well, I was just going to say, why are boys such rubbish at chatting up girls, then? To get to the end objective.
And the answer is?
Because we're rubbish.
Actually, yeah, that's it.
You're admitting that you boys are rubbish?
At doing certain things, yeah.
Yeah, certain things like changing light bulbs and changing the oil in cars.
Oh, that's why.
And that's why we need women, Petra.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Wow. Next question.
Where's the pizza been pushed now?
No, my next question. Do you think Facebook takes the privacy away from people?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How?
Yes and no.
Yes, well, yes and no.
How does it?
Of course it does.
Why?
Because you're telling all your secrets to a load of people pretending to be your friends. You're putting pictures of your children.
Yes, that's right, but that's your own decision. You don't have to do that.
You've just said you're in control of your own destiny, but then I will answer, what colour shirt am I wearing, Lee?
A white one with... I think you've got your red one with round collar.
It's
grey and blue.
It's Battleship grey.
Grey and blue. It's the grey and blue one, isn't it? I can see it now. Yes, you wear that quite often on a Pride. Very nice. Very that figure-hugging shirt, isn't it?
No.
It's got three buttons on it and one on the pocket.
Got three buttons on it. It originally had 12, but now it's only got three.
Because
it's figure-hugging.
The only thing that Facebook makes public is what you put on there. You're in control of Facebook.
Yes, but if Facebook didn't exist, you wouldn't be doing it. And you know...
You'd be doing it on something else.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
It's called evolution of technology.
I used to go out with the evolution. No. Facebook actually entices people to put things on the net about themselves which they wouldn't normally want to share. I bet they would.
If not, Lee, as is the case of less people phoning, more people SMSing, they would send an SMS to their girlfriend saying, what are you wearing tonight? I'm wearing blue. It's the same kind of thing, it's just a different way of doing it.
I don't believe so. I don't believe that people would go into, say, the centre of a city where they knew nobody at all and hand out pictures of their children and of themselves in their bathing costumes, of the interiors of the house.
Let's try my previous profession, talk radio. People phone up and go... And I do not understand this. I genuinely do not understand this.
You look like it.
Thank you. They phone up the agony aunt. on a radio station that is broadcast across wherever they're living, and they go, hello, Dr. Petra, I have a little problem.
Hello.
I've got pizza stuck somewhere, I shouldn't.
It's falling down my shirt.
Yeah, and so Dr. Petra says, what's your problem? Dr. Petra says, what's your problem?
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Petra says, what's your problem?
And I go...
You should reply. I've
been having an affair with your sister for the last 6 months.
Oh, you...
Oh! Eric!
Why did they do it? People do this. They've been doing it for centuries.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant radio. The reason they do it, though, quite simply...
What?
...is because they have... A certain anonymity.
Their voice going out to the person that they live with has any form of anonymity at all.
Well, you can put a funny voice on. So, oh, you've been having an affair with your sister.
Yeah, like they don't.
And then they know who you were.
When have you ever heard that on a talk station?
Well, how do you know it's their real voice? It could be a false one. You don't know. People can do really good voices. You wouldn't have known that was me if I went like that.
I would.
Would you?
I would.
Are you finished?
I think we're finished.
Right, move on then.
Yeah.
If someone asked you to give them a random piece of advice, what would you say?
I've got a great one. Don't do as I do, do as I tell you.
Yeah, well, always says that to me.
Yeah, that's bullying advice. That's
not.
That's dad advice. That's what you're not. Don't you do what I do. Do what I once was in a position, you know.
Really? Was it upside down? Upside down laying or what?
It was... I'm not doing my melodentry joke. It was... No, the man who is known as my father was once in my house, and he was a little bit drunk. And he was being rather noisy to be gentle about it. Mm-hmm. And I actually was in a position to say, this is my house. In my house, you do what I say, not what I do. So I actually said that to my father.
Ooh, missus.
You don't respect your father one bit.
Then he slapped me and sent me to bed.
You see?
I think, okay, if I'm going to be a bit purist about it, do whatever you do, but don't hurt anybody. Intentionally. I think that would be it.
Bob, His Royal Bobness actually gave this piece of random advice at a press conference in 1965, and it has stuck with me throughout my life, and it's something that I have lived by. He said, keep an open mind and always carry a light bulb.
And I've got one.
Go on, then.
Eric told me once.
Yep.
Don't be naughty, and if you're naughty, be careful.
Don't be good.
My late father had a lovely one. His saying was, always go to sleep at night having learned something. That way you don't fail. That's true.
That's a nice one.
Very good piece of advice. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I'll carry that in my head, yeah.
Well, we'll shut up now and carry on then. Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
I'm taking one out.
All right. Well, there's lots more, Lee.
Lots more?
Yeah, lots.
Are they all covered in pizza?
Well, the fingerprints are all pizza on them, yeah.
No, emails.
Emails.
I'm sure you receive one of those where if you don't forward it within 10 minutes, you will have a bad luck for a year and so on. What do you think of them and what do you do with them?
Bin them. I bin them. And I would suggest, do you know what? I've got an idea.
They're sort of spam, aren't they?
They are spam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they are spam. And do you know what I think we should do? We should have a little blog where you can post them. So you forwarded them, but they get forwarded to Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm.
If you see what I mean.
Usually they say 7 people, 10 people, and blah.
Yeah, but you can. You can still, you know, because you've
got... it 10 times.
Yeah. No, I think... Okay. Actually, what I think is really, 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 really bad about those is what I think what you're alluding to, Petra, is some people do actually worry about them.
I know.
And I think
of course they do.
That's appalling. They're preying on people.
Eric and I had a brief conversation, which I won't go into, but it involved medieval mythology and the symbolism of cults.
Yes.
Earlier, because that's the kind of conversation we had, ladies and gentlemen, in our private moments.
Yes. We've got a few minutes, yeah? We don't have an hour or so.
Cheeky monkey.
Well, I know it's a subject you could talk about forever.
Who told you, didn't it?
That's not all I was going
get
to say.
Get you, Mrs. Producer.
A bully.
Oh, just remind everybody the dog in Blue Peter was called Petra.
Lee, I think you need to be careful. Do you know why? Her hand can reach your fader.
Well, I know she's tried that before, Eric, and I just say, no, I'm a married man, Petra.
Now, Petra is now going to read out the next question now.
Okay.
While she's giggling.
If you could go back in history, who would you like to meet and why?
Who would I like to meet and why?
Who would I like to meet? Genghis Khan.
Oof. Oh, that's gross.
Who is he?
I thought it was Genghis Khan.
He used to go around killing people.
Oh, okay.
I meant the cricketer.
Oh, yeah, right.
He was
a horrible bloke who used to rape and pillage his way across the Europe and Asia.
He was also actually a very good tactician and expert at
being
tactics.
Tactical. Yes, he was I suppose the best way to describe him. Think of a bloke running a war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only the trouble is with Genghis Khan. If he didn't like it, he just chopped his head off.
Yeah, well, that's right. But he also, and this is another bit of advice that sticks in my mind from a very great man, and he will know who we're talking about, and so will you, and so will Petra. Oh, I won't name him unless you want me to. He once said, in business, and I'm not going to do the accent, I'm going to do it perfectly straight. In business, I learned from Genghis Khan that you should always look your enemy directly in the eye so that you have their attention completely. And while you're holding their attention, you have a pincer movement coming in from either side. You will then also allow your enemy to retreat.
Mm.
You just read that?
No. I didn't!
No, he doesn't have to. That's exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Exactly what he says.
And it's got good memory.
Put that into play in all your life, in all ways. You don't have to be violent. You don't have to use the Genghis Khan methods that Eric's just described, which are perfectly true. Mm. It actually works in a gentle way too.
It does actually. I'm trying to name somebody who I would love to have been. Is it to be or meet?
Meet and why?
Just to meet.
Just to meet. I
just
have one.
To meet.
You just said one. Shut up.
Yeah. I suppose Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, because he invented the helicopter so he could show you how to fly your...
No, because he actually drew images of things that couldn't even be built at the time he drew the drawings, but were the founding fathers of so much technology. Just to meet somebody with such a clever brain would be amazing.
You say, yeah, I think you're right. Norman Mailer.
Right.
That's who I want to meet. I would like to meet Norman Mailer.
Yeah,
one of the biggest roustabout wild men of the literary scene ever to be perpetrated on this earth. What a fascinating character.
Indeed. Right, we move on. We've got another one to go.
Is there life after death?
Is there life after death?
The French say that... Petit mort, which is little deaths make you stronger. So if you actually suffer in this world, the little deaths, the small deaths, things that can devastate you, you will actually come back stronger. So there is definitely life after little deaths. If they're life after the big D, then I would hope so, yes.
No, I'd hope so. Well, no, actually, you've just prompted me. There's a talk show host in Ireland called Gay Burns.
I know him, but he isn't gay.
Who interviewed Sir Terry Wogan. Does that mean anything to you, Petra? Mm-hmm. Terry Wogan? He's a guru of radio. He just is a wonderful bloke.
He is.
And he's publicly an atheist, whereas Gay Burns is Roman Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Gay Byrne says in an interview with says Terry, so you don't believe in life after death. What would happen after you die and the next thing you remember is St. Peter welcoming you at the gates? And Terry, without blinking an eye, turned around and said, gosh, that's a surprise. And that was his answer. And it was wonderful. I think if people had a bit more faith, it might change their worldly attitude a bit.
I think that's a very good point, yeah. Mm. Faith is what the afterlife is about. You have faith that this isn't the only place that you... I mean, if you look at Buddhism and all sorts of religions, they're all based on the same thing, that this is a growth process which is almost eternal.
Hmm, indeed. Moving along, I think. We're getting too close to religion there.
Okay, we had a question where I asked what advice you would give, but now I have a question. What is the best advice you have ever received and from who?
Oh, heck.
Right.
Well, I've given you mine, really, haven't I? From my dad.
And I've given you mine as well, really. The best advice I've ever received
in business.
In general.
I suppose, when I was in India, if you remember, I did a protracted period in India.
Mm.
And
I remember because you've talked about it the whole show.
I know.
I've not mentioned it for at least 2 weeks.
Actually, I'm quite amazed he did remember it because of all the alcohol.
I know, he's swamming
in it. Indian, I tell you what, that Kestrel. And I met a guru.
I didn't go to India.
Neither me.
Guru like Buddha. In a 6 foot cell.
Right.
Anyway, it's very simple. This guru just said to me, had long hair and stuff like that and beads. And he just said, I've discovered throughout my life of meditation that if you are good to people, most of them are good back to you.
Yeah.
And I think that really, if you think, that is a recipe. I think the population of this world has become horrendous compared to how it was 10, 15 years ago. Mm. We've become a very, very selfish and overbearing population. We don't respect each other. But if you give out respect, it's like stopping your car when there's a parked car by sitting there, flashing the bloke, and he will come back. He will always wave to you and say, thank you, like that. And that is a sort of small instance of giving somebody something and getting something in return. And it is a way to end wars.
I guess you're right. I think the best piece of business advice I've ever been given, the comedy one, never put an accountant in charge unless you want to kill the business.
Yeah.
I like that one. A serious one, in business terms, not in private life, but business terms, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer.
Yep.
I think that's a brilliant one.
That's a very good one.
I do like
that
one. I
have one from the same person.
What's that?
He told me, and he was quite right, this man who shall remain nameless,
yes.
Right, said to me, very simply, never, ever knock on an open door.
Correct.
I know who said that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you are.
And he's got several more. Like, I wish he'd write them all down in the book because they're marvellous.
He's turned into his show even though he's not here.
Yeah, no, it's marvellous, isn't it? I believe it. And I think the other one that is very prevalent in the financial world is he says, never forget cash in the bank. In other words, don't borrow.
Yeah,
it's cash in the bank that's important. That's in business.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, next one.
Ask another.
You ready?
Yep.
Lee?
What?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I just asked her to ask another.
Imagine you've got something bad to say to somebody. What do you prefer to use, mail, SMS, or talk over the phone?
I ask Andrea to say it.
You chicken.
No, that was not the option.
I prefer face-to-face.
I prefer face-to-face, really, because I'm 6'5", 17
And what about if it's something really, like, yucky and you don't really want to see the person's face.
What, like if you like you want to split up with somebody or something like that?
No, I wouldn't split up over the phone. That's horrible.
No, yeah. I do. I have to admit, ladies and gentlemen and everybody else, that I do, if I am splitting up with somebody, and it's not happened for a long time, but in the past I would generally do it by phone.
Chicken.
By text when I was able to do that.
It's difficult because I have a different set of rules for the business world and home.
Mm-hmm.
And they are distinctly different. But in the business world, somebody who ticked me off once, mm-hmm. when the opportunity came to me, was given to me by somebody senior, they said, "Do you want to fire him?" Yeah. I said, "Yes, please. How are you going to do it?" SMS. And so he was fired on an SMS and then proceeded to phone every 5 minutes afterwards, and I just ignored it. But he deserved that one. But normally I would, highly unlikely, I would telephone if at all possible. I'd do it face to face. Having said that, email, definitely not.
Why?
Because it's just, that's just being downright chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah.
But what about if, like me, being really sensitive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say something to the person I don't want to hurt.
Yeah.
Rather than crying and not being able to say what I feel like, I'd rather write it down.
That's a good thing. If you want to write it down, not an email. Writing a letter.
Write a letter. Mm. That's very old-fashioned.
It is old-fashioned, but I like writing it.
Because I might be able to express my feeling this way better than just saying it.
A lot of people do.
After one sentence, I will go, "Oh, my God."
Yeah, but you're a girl.
I understand. Like, I understand. I think you have to adopt a certain sensitivity, though, when you meet.
Right, moving along, because we're running out of time.
Commercials on TV when you watch TV. Film on
what?
TV.
What do you mean?
So you imagine you're watching a really nice film, yeah. And every 10 minutes you get these 15 minutes long adverts, commercials.
Disgusting.
Breaks.
Absolutely disgusting.
Well, they're for making tea and having a fag, aren't they?
They're for.
We don't smoke.
Oh.
We are healthy.
You don't. Yeah. Oh, right.
So it's having a glass of wine.
Well, it's time to pour some more water in the...
Do one in an hour, but not every 10 minutes.
I agree with you, but I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's incredible. I once conducted an experiment on this, and that was that what I would do, because I now have, don't know now, probably 897 channels on my television. And what I thought I would do was see how quickly, when the adverts came on, see what programs I could watch and understand before those adverts finished. The problem was that every channel I went to was also on adverts as well.
I know. It looks like
they synchronise the adverts.
They do.
Now, yeah.
No, they do, actually. They didn't used to, but they do now.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, and I have huge sympathy for this. If ever you want to see programs wrecked by adverts, just go to America.
God, you blinking heck. Oh, heck, by George. Honestly.
Oh, I'll tell you what, they can get an ad break in between a touchdown and the guy putting the ball down to kick it for a conversion in American football. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who hates it.
No.
No, I think it's a universal.
And do you know what's really funny?
No.
You can cope, and I can cope, with adverts on the radio, whereas adverts on the television annoy me.
It's because you're entirely focused on the television if you're watching something that's good. And
Are you telling me we're making this programme and people are not going to be entirely focused on it? Goodness sake.
Nobody listens to us.
Okay, time out. Time out.
Those billions of people we play, they don't exist.
Okay,
it's like Facebook.
Excuse me, did you not pay attention? Pay attention. She said time out. She's the boss.
Oh, all right.
Next question. What is the best gift you ever received?
Best gift.
Yep.
Gift. As in present.
Yes.
What's the best gift
I've ever received? Flipping
Oh,
egg.
I know.
I know Eric's one.
Do you?
What, me helicopter?
Why, did you give it?
A pack of Durex.
Do you know, that doesn't work everywhere, because you know what that is in Australia?
No.
Sellotape.
None of it would help you.
The best present ever.
That is like in English, I suppose, a sou'wester is the closest you get to it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, really. Cool, that's hard. I tend to like little presents that are meaningful.
Not of little people, anybody.
I'm a little person.
I know you're a little person.
A little present.
Got a car on his desk. I gave it to him.
It's not a car. It's a lorry.
It's a lorry.
It's a camion.
It's not a lorry. It's a lorry.
It's a camion.
It's a truck.
It's a truck. I love presents where the cost is incredibly low, and yet the people think about it.
That's only because you don't have to buy them an expensive present back, Eric.
No.
You've got a point, Lee.
Because I think if you spend, it's like in business. If you got billions of pounds to spend on a marketing campaign, people will spend billions of pounds and won't be creative. If you say do a marketing campaign with no money, then they become creative. Mm. And I like that creative thought process of somebody saying, I should buy Eric a lorry, which costs about €2, because he's got this huge collection of them, and think about it, rather than somebody going, I'll buy him a bar of chocolate.
I like the present with a touch of feeling in it. Like,
yes.
Kids, I don't want them go and buy presents for me. I'm always really happy when they come with something they made by themselves.
Yeah.
And that makes me
that's
really
basically
happy.
It. Yeah, my best present was a painting, and it was something I at the time I had an interest in something called The Driver, and was writing a lot about something called The Driver. It was a Victorian tale, and
we got time for one more.
And the picture my partner Andrea actually had painted for me, and it represented The Driver, and that was very moving and very touching, and still all these years later brings me joy and happiness.
Right, okay.
I have one more.
Final question.
Now the latest news, christening of the Prince George. In Slovakia, they said people were eating the wedding cake.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it gone off by now.
No.
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 Not English wedding cake.
Not English wedding cake,
yeah. For a yucky cute.
No. No, because you've got to remember, it's not a sponge cake.
Don't hit me.
It's a fruit cake. It's not like a Slovak cake. It's a fruit cake, and what you do on the top tier, depending on how many tiers you've got, the top tier you don't cut. You save that for the christening of your first child.
So you'll freeze
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah? No, don't freeze it.
No, it's steeped in alcohol.
It's got tons of
forever.
Yeah, it lasts for decades.
It's like jam. It's a preservative cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Eric eats so much of it, and he's still alive.
Okay, you got me there. I didn't know.
Yeah. Anyway, that was our show with a difference. Sorry, Rachel wasn't here, but she's in Sydney. Thank you, Petra, for all those questions.
You're not
brilliant.
Welcome.
You're
brilliant
not.
Question.
I think they were very good. I think we'll have to do this again one day.
One day.
Not every day, but one day.
No, not every day.
No. Thanks for your company, boys and girls. Say goodbye, Lee.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you same time next week. Don't forget, tell your friends, Windows 8 apps. You can get it for both your mobile and your tablet or phone, as young Caroline says regularly on the programme. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.